In a fishing town, you might expect to find a lot of stories about the one that got away. In the little village of Jonesport, Maine, residents have gathered for 30 years at Tall Barney's to swap their tall tales about fish and just about anything else. Now the restaurant is up for sale. Independent producer Scott Gurian paid a visit to Tall Barney's.
If you come to Tall Barney's restaurant around 5 or 6 o'clock on almost any morning, you'll find a regular group of fishermen and townspeople getting together for breakfast and coffee before heading out to work. It's a gathering that some of the locals affectionately call the Liar's Table. Along with a healthy dose of fishing stories and exaggerations, folklore is a popular tradition around the Liar's Table, especially when it comes to the legends of Barney Beale. Barney Beale lived in Jonesport in the 1800s. If you believe what you hear, he was over 7 feet tall and possessed extraordinary strength.
Well, Barney was quite a drinker.
Del Smith is a minister and a third-generation lobsterman.
He went into a bar up in Rauflin, so he got ugly. And when he come out, he said he was going to hit the first person he saw. And he come out through the door and there wasn't anybody there. And there was a horse tied up to the hitching post, and he hit that horse right between the eyes and killed him. A single blow killed the horse.
Okay, I have Bran and Blueberry.
Blueberry, you're fine.
A few seats away from Smith, Mark Carver is eating the mushrooms out of his vegetable omelet and dousing it with ketchup. While there's some dispute over who should bear the distinction of being the biggest liar, most people seem to agree that Carver is one of the top contenders.
Oh, I was born in 60, I started coming here around 57.
The guys have thought about hanging out at each other's houses to share their stories. They figure, though, that it probably wouldn't take long before someone's wife kicked them out, so instead they come to the Liar's Table. Buddy Mills, a bus driver for the Jonesport High School, says he tries to never miss a day at the Liar's Table.
You know, there's nothing else, really. I mean, it's either work or here talking it over. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, there's no home life, because there is, I mean, but this is where you meet up with your friends.
For personal reasons, the owner of Tall Barney's has recently announced her intention to sell the restaurant. She hasn't found a buyer yet, but if the restaurant changes, the guys may have to find a new place to tell their lives. For NPR News, I'm Scott Gurian in Jonesport, Maine.
It's all closed down?
And there's more fish there, but that's the problem. It's the Micmac.